Dennis Phillips currently is the chip leader in the World Series of Poker, with the final event next Sunday, which will be shown on Tuesday for a two-hour segment. And Dennis has achieved, I think it was, how many players, Dennis? 6,800, or am I short there?
6,844.
All right, Dennis, I tell you, it's fascinating. It's fascinating to watch you play. And I got some questions. I've had emails from all over asking me to ask you these questions. It's hard to believe that you're a celebrity, and in Baltimore, we want to hear from Dennis Phillips. I bet you're shocked on that.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. It's been great, but it's just every time I'm kind of shocked.
All right, first things first, okay? You're in first place. Every rung up the ladder pays an incredible difference of maybe $300,000 or $500,000. How much, we know you're a working guy, how much is that a factor to you? In other words, are you going into this saying, I got to finish at least fourth or third to get the millions, or is winning the only thing in your mind?
Well, I don't know about the only thing in my mind, but I am not going to change my game. I'm going to play the game that got me there and see what happens. If the cards don't run my way and I get knocked out early, well, so be it. I'm not going to complain about finishing ninth in a tournament like this.
Well, you saw last year Philip Helm played himself into the ground. Because,
yes,
you know, a lot of times a chip leader, everybody expects him to be the bully. And Helm fell into that trap with Jerry Yang and threw his chips away. I know Dennis Phillips is not going to do that.
There's not a chance I'm going to do that.
Okay.
But by the same token, I'm not going to run from people either.
Of course. Now, who scares a guy like you more? Now, I looked at the last 20 hands or so, and you were winning almost every one without being challenged, except Scott Montgomery nailed you on a flush. All right, and got some chips from you. Does he scare you more being such a loose player because he made some really idiotic plays? Or does a pro like Chino Ream scare you more?
Well, that's just that you've got to play the player, not the cards, not anything else. And right now I have a problem. Everybody at the table has the same problem, though. They're redrawing proceeds, so I have no idea who's going to be my left and no idea who's going to be my right, and that will make a major difference. Also, you have the fact that it's 117 days in between us. This is going to be a brand new tournament. These guys are going to have had coaching, have gone to look at tapes, have analyzed all the other players. This could be a totally, totally different makeup on this table.
Did you hire any of the pros for advice, or you're going at it alone?
Actually, I have two people helping me. I have 50 people trying to help me.
can I help you? I'm willing to throw in.
But I have two people that I've hired that have worked with me, and that we're going to go on into the future, hopefully, with some programs and that.
Are these known people, or...?
Well, Roy Winston is one, and Joe McGowan is the other one. And in the poker community, they're both known. Yes.
Roy Winston, I have heard. He wrote a book with... didn't he write a book, famous poker book?
Well, he's called The Oracle. He writes articles for a card player. He's done a number of things. He's worked with Michael Binger.
Okay. What is your opinion of the delay? Would you have rather, I guess you were on such a roll, you would have much rather just continued it back then.
In July, they had to tear me away from that table. I thought it was horrible, didn't like it, but, you know, I said, hey, I guess what it is, it is. Now, looking back at it, it actually wasn't a bad deal for me or any of the other the eight that are at the table.
Have you benefited from it? Have you made some commercial deals or anything like that?
Made commercial deals. I've flown all around the world. I've played in other tournaments. I've been introduced to a ton of people. I've been able to work with a number of the charities that I worked with beforehand, but now I actually really go full tilt into it. And it's just been excellent.
You said full tilt. Are you a full tilt member?
I am not. I am a poker star. A flip and a half.
Boy, if this gets out, you're finished. You probably just caught yourself $500,000, aren't you?
Let me tell you a quick thing about poker stars. Get me back in their good graces.
All right.
I signed on for the 1% that Phil Gordon has for the cancer, prevent cancer society, which I think every player there should have signed up for it.
It'd be sad if they did. It would be sad if they did not.
Exactly. And I hate to admit this, but I'm the only one of the nine at the final table that did. But, you know, these are some young guys. They need a little lesson. They need to do this in the future. So, you know, I'll forgive them this time. They just need to do it in the future. But anyhow, I went to PokerStars and said, look, I'm giving this to it. And before I hardly got the words out of my mouth, they said, we'll match it dollar for dollar, everything you give.
Well, that says a lot for PokerStars. Of course, they probably only make $100,000 every minute, so.
Okay.
But anyway, you know, Maryland is a big, from what I understand, is a big online state because poker's not legal in Maryland. So there's a lot of online action, supposedly. Have you studied the other players? I know this guy, the Russian Demidov, won some tournament in Europe, and it was on ESPN. Did you get a chance to look at that?
Yeah, he finished actually third in the one tournament over there.
Okay.
And I have studied all eight of them, as I'm sure they've studied me. But I have watched tapes of them, I've analyzed them, I've done research on them. I've played against them in several tournaments, and I've beat them in several other tournaments. So, you know, I'm ready to rock and roll, and I'm sure their confidence is up there, too.
Again, this is my One Turp Talk. We have Dennis Phillips, the chip leader, now known across the country as the chip leader. The chip leader hasn't fared well in these final tables over the past few years, or am I mistaken?
No, it depends. There have been some of them that have done very well at the final table, being the chip leader. And a few of them that, like you said before, have basically donkeyed off their money.
Yeah, that can happen. Now, question for you, okay? Are we going to see you on high-stakes poker or poker after dark?
Probably going to see you in some different things, yes.
I would assume so, because, look, you already won $1 million, all right? If you're an absolute donkey and give away everything you got, you still got $1 million, is that right?
That is very true.
I don't see that happening. I
don't either.
And I think the best thing that happened to watch that is see how stupid Helm played last year. Okay, well, I shouldn't say that. He was there and I'm sitting here. But he really did give everything away. He got trapped and goaded into it. Watching your play online, when I looked at it, that's not your ball game. You were going with hands.
Yeah.
All right, so, you know, of course you never know if you don't get the hands.
Well, you know, I mean, anybody can go card debt, anybody can cold debt, but everything being equal, I like my chances at the table a lot.
Do you have a favorite, like, strange hand, like some guy, like Doyle Ten Deuce? Do you have anything like that?
Oh, we all have a few odd balls.
You keep it secret, I can understand.
Yeah, I don't think I want to go into them, but you're absolutely right. And as soon as the tournament's over, you give me a call back and I'll tell you about my odd hands.
Well, I'm going to get you on, especially if you win, all right? Because, it's going to be across the country. A couple more questions, I'll let you go. How did you qualify for the main event? Did you buy it, or was it a tournament you got you into?
There's actually a local tournament at Harris. It's a $200 buy-in with 100 people. Pretty much winner take all, the included seat. So I beat the 99 people here. And the guy that I beat heads up was Dan Nassif, who finished ninth in the 06 WSOP. So it's a pretty good tournament.
You know, it's amazing. Most people don't realize it, that you don't have to put up 10 grand if you get any satellites.
Yep.
And I think Yang did the same thing last year.
Yep.
Okay, now I heard on TV, or I watched on TV, or it might have been on Poker Road, that poker is in your background. You've been playing, you're not a pro, but you're also not a real amateur, per se.
Well, I've played cards all my life. I mean, I grew up playing it. I've played different versions of poker all my life. And I'm a bridge player. I love playing contract bridge, and I played with my family, my brothers and my dad. So I know the cards well, and I got a good mathematical background. When I started playing in the actual tournaments, I played cash game before that, but I only played tournament about 3 years. I went down to Tunica and played two $500 buy-ins, made the final table on both of those. And around the St. Louis area, I have won a ton of tournaments around this area.
So you're really like a semi-pro, you would say.
I mean,
you've had enough tournaments where this isn't brand new. All right, last question. How many times were you all in, and how many were you ever at risk of all in and getting knocked out?
Only once in the entire tournament did I not go all in when I was at least an 80-20 favorite. And gentleman on the button, who had been raising continually, I got pocket nines. Made a raise, he came over the top, I said, screw it, I went all in. He insta-called me, and I thought, I'm just so dead. He turned over pocket tens, he barely had me beat, he could have easily been dominated by me.
Right.
I ended up with a straight.
Well, that's right, your tournament was at risk at that point?
It was, he had more chips than me, and we were both all in pre-flop.
Yeah, I was shocked to see Chino Reno. I don't know, I'm sure you watched it. He was at risk about seven times, and that's usually not the way a pro goes, you know?
Well, exactly. Now, Scott Montgomery was at risk at least that many times, if not more. I think he three times in the first day drew out on the river. But he plays the loose aggressive. He really pushed his chips out there. Chino does not do it quite that bad, and he was at risk a number of times, drew right.
Dennis, I know one. You're not going to let a Canadian win. I know that. So You know, you've got the red, white, blue behind you. And I wish you the best of luck, and I can't wait to watch it. And I'll tell you this much, I'm deep in your corner. I love the way you play. I love your attitude. You're a really good guy. And good luck should follow you. But, you know, and it's great that at least, you know, you have some chat. I don't know how anybody could be. And let's face it, you have to be lucky to be where you're sitting. How you could not be somewhat charitable is hard to imagine. But maybe those other guys will learn. I don't know.
Okay, well, we'll give them a break this time. How's that?
All right. Best of luck to you, partner, and thanks for calling in.
Hey, thanks a bunch.
All right.